The information presented in this podcast is not intended for the treatment or prevention of disease or any medical condition, nor is a substitute for medical advice. The information contained herein in this podcast reflects only the opinion of the author and presenter and is in no way considered required practice.
Welcome to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connects your brain to your brawn.
Streaming radio show 24/7, and believe it or not, it's the 17th of October 2016. And you know, the big thing right now, and we're going to get going real quick, is this. Dr. Wong was on here the other day, and we talked about submission, how people are just submitting to whatever's out there, blah 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 blah. And I just want to reinforce something with everybody. It's this. It's like, go out and do what you want to do. Stop listening to all the garbage that's pumped through the TV, through your phone, everything. Go out and make a difference in life, because I'll tell you what, as far as we know, you only got one life. So I would say go out and live it with everything you got. And, you know, I see too many people just kind of like, I'll try it. And this, we don't try anything here. All I can say is I'm probably going to put up Dr. Wong's, might be tonight or tomorrow morning. Wait till you hear this. He went over his systemic enzymes. He is probably one of the best, if not the best in the world on that. And we talked about submission. And the last half of the show is pretty gritty, I'll tell you that. It was not only passionate, it was bloody aggressive. And I mean, I don't know if everybody, we were letting four letters go more than we ever have. It was real intense, but it was incredible. And if I don't have that up by tomorrow, there's a book that he suggests men and women, I think, should read it, but especially guys. It's called Become a Barbarian by Jack Donovan. I ordered mine. I'll have it here this week. I can't wait to get my teeth into that. But as I said, go out to motivationmuscle.com, download the top 10 ways to build mind and muscle. That's a free ebook, 5 bullet points to 10 paragraphs. It's brand new. Also, go out and download the 30-day program where I get into a little bit of power rack with conventional lifts. And on the middle of the week, it's all sandbag training. And it's one of the movements in the middle of the week that I use to lift stones. It's pretty nasty, and it's all different size sandbags, or you can use one. So look at all that. Also, strength times power equals success in the winner's circle. Those are the two free. Well, they're free right now. Those used to be chargeable. If you like to really get in shape, if you want to lose weight, strength times power, that was the one program I used for everybody here. It's kind of vanilla, but I used most of that to knock 43 pounds of pre-diabetic weight off Dennis. It was incredible what we did with that. Also, the winner's circle, if you like the way we talk here, I've got 12 modules of everything from stone lifting to power rack training to York iron boots, which I did today. I'm using those to build the hips like you wouldn't believe what I'm doing to build my hips for stone lifting. We'll get more into that too. So go out there. Also, go out to motivationmuscle.com/category/podcast. Go out and look at all the information we have out there. There is more in those libraries with every different person that's on this show. You couldn't buy a book with the amount of information in there. The deepest library I know of anybody that does any podcast, radio shows, et cetera, et cetera. Well, we've got a really good guest on today. We had this girl on, and I don't know, some like being called women, girl, whatever. But I'll tell you what, we got Donica Sturino on. She was on about a year ago with us, and she's back with us now. I want to give you a little information on her. She's a kettlebell athlete and trainer, speaker, and she's a businesswoman. And we're going to bring her in. Welcome, Donica, to the show.
Hey, guys. How are you? Hey, thanks, Eric. I'm happy to be here.
We're glad to have you. Give out your website, anything that goes with your bio, and we'll get started. And what we're going to talk about today is kettlebells for competition and goals, and also her brand-new online course. We're going to give you the intro to KB Sport. So take it away.
Okay. All right, guys. Well, oh, my gosh. I don't even know where to start. I have so much exciting stuff, plus just to be a guest on your podcast again is amazing, because I'm a huge fan, and I agree with everything you said before. Your work and your library are second to none, and everybody should be involved in this because you cannot buy the information that you're giving out on these podcasts.
No, there's no way. And if you tried to buy them in a book, can you imagine what it would cost you?
You can't. And I like to say, before I go into my stuff, like, yeah. People, you know, they don't want to spend a lot of money on certain things, but they'll buy the fancy purse or have the big car payment or the nails. But these courses, or a lot of the stuff that these athletes and trainers and the individuals that you bring on,
yep,
you can't buy the information. And when they're selling something, it's their experiences.
Yep.
It's well worth every penny. I've learned that, you know, through experience.
Yep.
Don't always look at the price. See what you're going to get. Are you going to gain secrets? Are you going to gain some knowledge that you can't get anywhere else? It's priceless, even if it's $79, $100. Forget about it. Buy it.
Yeah.
And I think it's important. And that goes for everybody that has stuff going on that's been a guest, because most of them are friends of mine.
Yep.
But the stuff that I've learned just from you and from, you know, Steve Cotter, I could go on and on. Powell, I could go, oh, the list is endless. But Rick Brown, you know,
yep.
There's so much information that these are tips that people are giving just from their own practice. You can't buy it in a book.
No, you can't. You can't.
So I think if it was $1,000, it's worth it. If you can afford it, if not, find a way.
Yep.
You know, because...
Yep.
You want to better yourself, you have to do it. And there's no better way than to seek other people's experiences. It's short-term versus their lifelong, you know, duration trying to, you know, some people work 40 years, 20 years to get the experience that they want to share with you.
Absolutely.
So with that said, I think it's important. And I'm trying to plug everybody out there, because the information that you have and the people that you give out are just, again, second to none. And I love it, because I learn a lot, and then I rewind it, write it down, go back,
yep,
and forth to some of the stuff. So I'm very grateful, and I'm also, you know, grateful that you're a friend of mine and have me back on your podcast.
Well, we're glad to have you on. But give out okay, you know, your website. I want you to do all that too.
All right. So I'm working, and my website is called physical.com. It's F-I-Z-I-K-E-L. And what it is, it's physical as in, you know, being physical, except it's an acronym for a life style. So what we're trying to do is build lifers in health, not mm-hmm. just, you know, the people who are the January, they make the decision, I'm going to get healthy, beginning of the year type thing.
Yep.
We're trying to get people healthy forever. And so it's an acronym. F is for fuel, which is your nutrition. I is for inspire. Z is for zone. I is insight. And I can go through that. K is your kinetic, which is your movement. And T is your engage, which is actually what you do. You know, you're engaging,
yep,
like-minded people together, which is amazing. And then L is lifestyle. So you put it all together. And the reason that I love this, there's 23 ebooks, there's online training, we have certifications, we do workshops, we do nutrition. So basically, in a nutshell, it's fitness, fuel, and fortitude is
mm-hmm.
what we stand for.
Mm-hmm.
And the fortitude is huge, because that's the inspire and the zone and your insight, which as a kettlebell athlete, I think this is great. I live by it. But if you're on a diet and you're not into fitness, but you're just trying to get healthy, my website and my company is for you. If you're a really legit, hardcore, high-level athlete, my website is for you, because – some people are very strong-minded. They can stick to the discipline of diet,
mm-hmm.
exercise, you know, the working out and the discipline of their sport, you know, getting enough sleep, getting the workouts in. Tell me, before, you were just out all morning doing your stone.
Yep.
I was out all morning actually doing an 8-minute set with my kettlebells. I was doing a leg workout, building my glutes and quads for my sport. I had 3 hours in. So when I say 8 minutes, it's more than 8 minutes. But the 8 minutes, the actual time set of what I do feels like 8 hours and
right.
extremely horrible but awesome at the same time.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's that discipline. It's uncomfortable. It hurts. And I would venture to guess when you were doing what you were doing, it wasn't a pleasant feeling.
No, and not only that, it's very hot here. You know, it went from like 50-degree days, it's like 75 degrees. I mean, and mosquitoes are out again, all right? So you know what I mean? You're dealing with elements again, which is fine, but when you're lifting stones, when it's real sweaty like that, that's another thing that you got to be able to grip that thing.
And that's the thing.
Go ahead.
You probably want to put that down. Like,
yeah.
I bet everything inside of you was like, I want to quit.
Yep, but no way.
But you didn't.
Nah.
But you didn't because, see, your fortitude is there. And it's the same with the bells. Like, my friend Jim, they call him the milkman at the training room in Avon, New Jersey. I'll put you in touch with him, too. But he did a set, too, and I actually finished mine, and then I watched his. And it's brutal.
Yeah.
I mean, it's brutal. And he had that fortitude, and, you know, he stuck with it. But if I could have videoed the emotion,
yeah,
it's no wonder why people are always kind of half in, half out. And that's what my company is about, with the physical, F-I-Z-I-K-E-L, because we get you to find out what inspires you, which is your why. And for me, my why is the reason I work hard is so that I can be so honored that somebody as amazing as you would call me to share what I know with others and hopefully impact someone else. If I didn't have that kind of why, then I guess I would just maybe succumb to the pain and quit, put the bells down.
Yeah.
I feel like working out. You know, there's 100 excuses. I mean, you're having coffee with your friends in the morning, and
sure.
it's like, go out. But you're having so much fun, and you really do. Grueling, but the reward. And so that's like your inspire. And then I just think to be able to find that zone. And I just want to impact and inspire other people. Like, I had a group of students, and they're still my students currently. And I took them from never doing kettlebell sport to 4 weeks to a competition, which I sort of suckered them into going to and inspired them to, like, you guys got to do this. It'll be a goal, right?
Yep.
Would you know? I worked with them, but they were the ones that were amazing. They did the work, and I was tough. I am a tough trainer, but I'm also a compassionate trainer. You don't need to be afraid of me. I have a way to pull out your greatness. It's in there, and I can find it.
Yep.
That's what I mean by tough. I don't, you know, I'm not a scary trainer or anything, but I took these people who are now like my little family, I adore them, to all taking first place.
Wow.
And I thought, I have a ton of ranks and a ton of medals and world records, and nothing compared to how I felt when they all placed so well and their hard work showed, and I was the one to teach them and get them to do the work and then watch them actually execute it themselves. I was just over the moon, and this is what fuels me. And that's why I came up with this, which I'm beyond proud of, my intro to kettlebell sport course, because it'll take a bunch of people who are not familiar, and you can take every stay-at-home mom who's never lifted a weight.
Yep.
And they can buy my course, get the fundamentals. They like it. I can online coach that can reach me. I know sometimes we have trouble reaching each other, but if you text me or email, I will get back to you. And everyone can do this sport. And it's just a little something that you can do yourself. So if you're a stay-at-home mom, you're showing your kids how to be great and that they can strive and be something that they were afraid of or achieve something or compete. And actually, you know, my kids are always, holy, now my little 12-year-old's all going out in the gym every night, busting it up and getting ready for wrestling season because, you know, he's tired.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
but at the same time, you're an amazing Stone guy. So, like, you could buy my course. It's not gender related, you know, dominant. I mean, yeah. Men, women, it's the movements. I teach you. I give you some work to work on. But you could do it and be like, I'm a Stone guy, but, man, I really like this, and it actually complements my sport.
Well, yeah, because, you know, I've got lots of, you know, beatings. I've got, you know, this thing hurts, that thing hurts, and, you know, I know for a fact I've used them before, and I know that they have a positive effect on the musculature and all that. You know, it's the main thing right now with me more than anything is this. I've got so many irons in the fire. It's like, which one are you going to do today? You know, and
that's
the big thing, whether it's business, whether it's going, you know, should things go the way we're planning right now, Martin Janzicks and I are planning, we'll announce it if we're going to do it in June, is we're talking meeting in Iceland, lifting the Húsafell stone and walking it, going to his home turf of Scotland and lifting every famous stone plus ones you've never heard of, and then we're talking about going to Wales too. So, you know, that would be like a 2-week trip. And
you're even looking for a kettlebell sidekick. I'd like to be a part of that.
Well, you can come with, we'll get you a big rock and you can walk around the sheep pen too, right? I mean, the point of the matter is this, that's what we're doing. I mean, we're you know, and I want to get back right to you because I got some questions anyways. But
okay.
the main thing right now is this. Build the business. Keep bringing top quality people like yourself in. And my whole goal is not only the solution end for people, but we want to be the only place you want to travel to when you're looking for information, for products from my guests, products from me, et cetera, and get as many people motivated and getting a little movement again. I don't care if it's walking around your block because you haven't done it for 10 years. I've gotten so many emails. I've got voicemails. I've gotten stuff through Facebook where I've had people say, I hadn't trained in 10 years. I listen to your show. I'm back training. I'm buying equipment. People that are going through some really hard times have called me literally and said, could I be part of your family? Because I always say that in everything I write. And I was like, absolutely. You see a lot of people, there's a lot of people out there hurting. And I mean hurting.
Well,
go ahead.
I agree. And I feel like your show, it's almost, I'm, and everybody that knows me personally will be like, she's the Rocky person because Rocky.
Yep.
Like the music or you see the movie, you just want to, it doesn't matter what time of the day or night you're watching.
You want to go out and train.
Yeah, you want to go out there and like go run upstairs or go do a workout or something.
Yep.
And that's what your podcast is like.
Thanks.
I listen to it and I'm dialed in with my fitness, but I'm an eternal student. And I learned that exact quote from Steve and Carter and Ken Blackburn. Like, those are two ridiculously amazing athletes coaches and friends and of mine. And I listen when they talk. Well, I listen when everybody talks, but Steve, I think it was Steve and Ken, I think they both said, be an eternal student.
Yep.
And they say this when they're teaching us. And I always hung on to that because when your shows are on, I want to learn. I want to be a sponge because then I could share it.
Oh, yeah.
And then I'm inspired, you know, to like, you tell me about that stone that you were talking to me about before. I want to drive to your place right now.
Yeah. You love that stone. I mean, and like I said, we built that so it'd be a little lighter. I mean, you know, most people aren't going to pull a 200-pound, 240-pound stone right out of the gate. I don't care how good you are. I've seen a lot of guys that were great lifters that couldn't budge one of these things off the ground, all right? And there's a big deficit between weightlifting and stone lifting. Now, you're going to always need the weightlifting for the base, and the way I do things is I don't do anything with a rebound. I do everything dead stop out of the hole, and that's one of the things we're doing right now. But you know, the whole premise of this anyways is this. Anybody that's on here is welcome to give their opinion and give it all. And I don't really put clamps on people real hard. I'm not saying, you know, and you can testify this. I'm not sending you 10 questions, okay? You and I, like everybody here, other than when you're giving your bio and we were talking about what you'd like to speak about, the next time you come on, there will be a different subject. And that's about as far as we go, because everything here is pretty much off the cuff. And you got to be able to keep a show flowing like that, and you got to have whoever's on the other end of Skype be very knowledgeable and be able to answer, you know, and that's, well, go ahead.
I think, and that's the key, and that's really what I love about your podcast, because you let people be real. They're not scripted.
Yep.
They're not trying to pretend, because people can see through that.
Yep.
And I think that's why people like me. Those of you that do like me, I think they see that I'm real.
Yep.
I post my bad workouts. I post my good workouts.
Yep.
When I go to comp, I bring it all. I have some good ones. I have some bad ones.
Yeah, everybody does. Yep. Yep.
Again, I'll say it again. I mean, my whole goal is to inspire people. Yeah, I lift for myself, but that's to actually move the weight. But
yeah,
when I'm up there, it far greater and far greater exceeds myself. Because I feel like God gave me a platform of this little tiny girl being very strong. And I want to use it in the right way. This way I can bless myself and others, you know, and I think it's important.
It is.
But I love, like, my website. Of course I love it, but I think, like, you know, it's great for everyone.
Yeah.
You don't have to be a kettlebell athlete.
Yep.
You don't have to be a stone lifter. You could be both.
Yep.
You could be a bodybuilder. You could be a yoga instructor. You could be a teenage boy who's a wrestler is just looking for an edge.
I agree.
You know?
Yeah,
I agree. And I think that in the edge, okay, I have I'm also going to have three more courses, online courses coming up, which is fitness. There's three phases.
Yep.
And there's about about 4 to 6 months worth of work there.
Yep.
And it's not, I mean, and the price point is, like, ridiculously low.
Yep.
It's a steal. I'm working on a fuel nutrition one, and then my fortitude, which is going to be off the chain. But, you know, if my fitness doesn't suit you, well, I know my fortitude will.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And if you're looking for nutrition and you think you know it all, well, I guarantee you can learn something.
Yeah.
Because I'm an eternal student, and whenever I'm learning, I'm updating. I'm putting it in there. And what works, I'm going to put it in there. Might find something's not working, it's coming out, and the next best thing is going in there. And it's great, because what I love about it is I'm teaching people to train healthy and smart. So we're going to start, like, with, like, endurability, mobility, balance, and stability. Phase two,
yep,
strength.
Yep.
We're going to build that strength. Then we're going to build that for 180 days. But I designed the workouts with a friend of mine, and they're insane. And
yep,
then we're going to go into power, which is, you know, plyo. So it's like coming up to your place. You're not going to give me a 200-pound stone. You're going to stop me with some other stuff, little instruction, and we're going to build our, you know, we're going to build our foundation.
Well, what I would do, honestly, I mean, we'd try that thing, but, you know, we'd start you with sandbags.
Exactly.
Because, see, there's so many different variations of sizes here. I'd show you definitely how you got to straddle the sandbag, how you've got to wrap, and, I mean, obviously, you've got massive flexibility, so my opinion would be you would probably have no issue with them all, other than the sand is not a barbell, so the sand's going to move on you, and that's the main thing that you're going to have to deal with. The movement of the sand might go to one side, and you're going to have to compensate for it. You have no problem picking those things up. It's not going to be a problem, other than with the Hoosa steel, to learn how to wrap and lift. And where I take care of that is, we won't have you pulling it off the ground initially. We'll have you at a certain height where you can get down, wrap the stone, and be successful when you stand up with it. We do a few of those, and if you felt comfortable with that, then we would basically start pulling it off a little bit higher, and then I'd have you start walking. And what we usually do, we'll be far enough away from you, or we'll set a barrel at so many feet, I'd have you come right to there, and we'd make sure that you were secure putting it on there. Now, when you're teaching somebody to do things like that, the ability not only to succeed is greater, but there's a less chance of you having any physical problems, meaning injuries, pulls.
Exactly.
Yeah. And that,
you know, I know people, I mean, I would say I'm, you know, super knowledgeable on a totally expert level of kettlebells, and
right.
At this point, and I say that humbly, I put my time in, and you know, a lot of hard sweat, blood, and tears, good and bad. So I think I can say it, you know, still being humble. But
you don't have to be humble though. Here, see, the thing is, it's not bragging either. There's nothing wrong with being proud of what you do, and that resonates with people because people want to hear greatness, man, and you're not hearing that anymore. All you're hearing is you can't do it, why do you want to do it, all that, and that gets me fired like you wouldn't believe. I'm sick of walking into places with everybody with their damn head down, or their, you know, I'll make this quick. This is something I'll never forget because it shows you how insane the world is becoming. I had to go, and I got my brother-in-law. I went to, I don't know if you've got FYEs down in your place, but they're one of the last music places around where you can actually touch the disc, all right, which I like to look at. So
So
I go to FYE, and it's in a big mall called Colony Center. It's probably 20 minutes from my house. So I walk in there, and we all like metal. There's no, you know, there's no other thing we listen to. And there's a band called Pantera. They're basically started out in Texas. They're not together anymore, but they're vicious, man. And
I like Pantera.
Okay. So I get this one. It's kind of a compilation. It was something about aggressives, blah blah blah. So there's this lady standing by the checkout, and she says, like, to me, she says, "Well, what do you got there?" Now I don't know her from a hole in the wall, and I was like, "This, you know," and she goes, "Well, you know, in today's day and age, you shouldn't be listening to things like that." And I looked at her, I said, "What?" And she's like, "There's too much stuff going on out there right now. We don't need any more aggressive people." And I looked at her, I said, "Ma'am," and she was probably maybe in her early 60s, but she reminded me of an old hippie. And she said to me, and I said to her, "You know, it's nothing for you to worry about. You know, I can handle myself with all this, and it's a gift." And then she says to me, she flips out on me, and she says, "And I hope you don't support Donald Trump."
And I support Donald Trump, damn it.
Yeah. Well, here's the funny thing. I said to her, "I'm not talking my politics with you, number one." And I asked the girl at the register, I said, "Do you think you can move her out of the way?" And they didn't know what to do because I was like, "I'm not going to listen anymore to her crap," right? They rang me up and I went out. But this is what's going on today in America, whether you're worrying about an election or you're being told this, that, and the other thing. And I got news for you, man. This is the problem. These people are living this chaotic mental life. They're on phones all the time. They're on their iPads all the time. You know, this, that, and the other thing. I've been to restaurants, man, out on dates where I would assume either they were dating or it was husband and wife. They both had their phones on. We'd be sitting across from them, and they didn't say a word to each other. I don't know
they
if
don't
they're
talk.
They don't talk, and I don't know if they're texting each other or not because they're screwing around with a phone. I'd be like if some girl and I were out and she had her phone out and was texting, I'd get up and walk right out the door without a word, man. I'd be like, if I'm that little to you, then
well,
see you around.
That's no respect.
No, and not at all.
I agree with you.
Not
I
at
think,
all.
I get this a lot,
yep.
And people, I just the other day, actually three times last week and in one day, people walked into a gym I was teaching and then also working on. They're like, "I want to look like you."
Yeah, put your time in. Okay.
You know, I know you do, and I work really hard at looking like me.
Yep.
Like, I'm disciplined with my diet. I'm disciplined. I need to sleep more, I must admit, but I, you know, I'm disciplined. I work hard. My coach gives me programs, I do them. Yeah. And if I don't get them right, I go back and I do them again.
Yep.
Until it's done. Like, the work ethic is hard. I'm not saying the body is just a bonus.
Yep.
The work ethic is hard. And I think, you know, you got Hillary, not to bring up politics,
yep.
but she's a friggin' liar.
Yep.
And it's okay.
Yep.
Everybody seems to sugarcoat it. She can say, I'm sorry.
Yep.
I made a bad decision. The other guy, he can't say he's sorry because nobody will accept the apology.
Yep.
And it's like, all right, so it's just a bunch of chaotic BS. And
yeah,
there's no ethics. There's no work ethic. There's no one has integrity.
Nope.
No wonder everybody is looking for a quick fix.
Yeah.
My son, I have amazing boys. Oh, my gosh. I can't even brag enough. Like, I have a football player. I have my one son. He's an entrepreneur.
Cool.
He's an amazing catcher. Switch hitter.
Hitter, yep.
Switch hitting catcher.
Yep.
He's a wrestler, top in his game. He takes himself, he's driving now, he takes himself to his own, we got him in a club. And
nice.
You don't have to, he works out, Frank Yeager, Steve Rivera, amazing people. You know, he works really hard. He builds spear guns and sells them.
Nice.
He builds them his own. He's a woodsman, he's gifted. The kid's gifted, but they do the work. My little guy, he does the work, but he's a little younger yet, and some days he don't feel like it because, you know, he's 12, and I understand it. He's a kid.
He'll grow into it. Yep.
But when it's season, and you're not doing the work,
you don't
and
win.
And you lose,
yep.
don't cry.
Exactly.
I love you. I will support you. I will never, ever raise my voice and tell you you're not good. But I'm not going to coddle you when you did not win, when you did not put the work in.
Exactly.
And when he puts the work in and he doesn't win, I'm like, let's go back, let's reflect, let's see where we went wrong, and let's hit it. Let's
work
on it.
Yeah, change it. Yeah. Now, by the way, they not to bring up politics, but they were saying the men that vote for Hill there are all low testosterone males. They've already found that out. So I thought that was interesting because, as you know, if you listen to some of these shows, you can hear the cry of testosterone like there's no end. And, I mean, when we're talking about going out and reading books about barbarians, because we've already had some great masculine books we read parts about, and the shows went bananas. And we're going to start doing those maybe before the end of the year or the first of the year. And we're going to get into more and more books that are going to promote manliness for young men, you know, middle-aged men and old men. We don't care. We want everybody to jump on. We want girls, too. I mean, let's face it. I don't care what anybody says. You could be you can still be a beast of a lifter and be a sensitive man. You know, you can be kind to whoever you're with and all that crap because they love to lay that stigmatism on people that, oh, if you do that, you know. Yeah, there's people like that in every genre of life, all right? But the thing is, what I think more than anything is the strong male is lacking now in society. Go ahead.
I always say to quite a few of my friends, and my one friend, Zach, I don't know if you know Zach Evanesh.
Yeah, he's been on the show before.
Yeah, he's a good friend of mine.
Yeah.
His wife is a great friend. He's got a great family. And I would say to him, I'll go in his gym. I haven't been there in a while now, but I used to work out there a little bit here, you know, quite a bit a few years ago. And I'd be like crushing it, working circles around all the kids in high school, all the men that go. And I'm like, they're all a bunch of vaginas. And he would giggle just like that. And my point to that was, you know, men just need to be men. I think that it's not even their fault because the society, everybody's like, everybody has to be a winner.
Yeah.
You know, be on your phone and play. Let's follow the Pokemon.
Yeah.
No, don't follow Pokemon on your... Put your iPhone down and go lift some iron.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
You're a dude. You're full of testosterone. Like, I'm a strong girl. I'm not looking to be a guy. I don't want to lift and be trying to lift more than men. I just want to be the best I can be. And I want to be a lady and I want to stay feminine.
Yep.
and I don't want to scare other women. I want to be the best I could be. I don't shortcut.
I'd be more afraid. You'd be, you know, men are scaredy cats now. Strong
women. There's their vaginas.
Strong women scare men. I'm not kidding you. They do. I don't know what the hell it is. It's like, if anything, that's a big enhancement to anything you get into with anybody in any relationship, because there's no way a guy or girl that are into the stuff we do or could ever go out with a conventional man or woman. It wouldn't work, and it doesn't always work with the ones that train and stuff, but you might have a hell of a lot more chance of whatever you want to accomplish together than two people that do opposite ends of, you know, I don't work out, but you do. You got nothing in common. You know what I mean?
You have to have your partner, and it might sound old-fashioned, but the woman should be the woman, and the man should be the man.
Well,
let the man lead. Yeah. Let him be strong. Let him do what he needs to do to be a man, so that he cannot be a vagina.
Right, you don't take a guy and tie his balls tight and expect him to be a man. You don't do that. You know what I mean? And it's like most men now are really suffering from high amounts of estrogen. You know, when you talk about diet, and we're gonna have to get into that on the next show because I know we're getting near time. But
sure.
But the whole thing is, let's face it, and women are suffering too from it. Everything out there, your plastics, the things you're using to clean your house with, et cetera, et cetera. I just look at everything now. You got to be very careful.
It's really bad too, that estrogen, because I had some medical issues, and
yep.
I was very estrogen dominant
yep.
due to
yep.
the pollution.
Sure,
in the air.
It is.
And
yeah.
I had to go to a naturopath doctor. Yep. She's amazing.
Yep.
She's a Dr. Sue Massey, and she's amazing because they wanted me to have. I had two surgeries. She wanted me to have another. They wanted me to have another one.
Yep.
I went to her, but now, you know, and that's just out in the pollutions and then the plastics and
yeah.
the
yeah.
You know the beef.
Well, that's got soy. You got to ask, even if you're using grass fed, to make sure it's grass finished, because a lot of these places use soy for silage. Also, too, if you look, not that I buy any store bread, but I always like going through the bread aisle. Now mm-hmm. they're putting a little thing on everything. There's genetically modified wheat now in it, and it's like people don't understand what they're getting anymore, and you wonder why there's triggers going off all over the world with people. You know, the one day they're okay, and the next day they're over the deep end. This is food consumption. This is how you're thinking. You know, this for millions of years, a lot of this stuff we've never seen in our genetic codes, and you can imagine what that's doing to you when you start ingesting large amounts of this stuff. Soy is a man killer, and even the MDs are starting to write about it.
Nobody should be in soy.
Nobody.
I stay away from it.
Yep.
You know, I tell my kids and my clients, and you'll see it in the fuel section.
Yep.
Of physical and the website. You know, one ingredient items. You know.
Yeah.
You want an apple? Eat an apple.
Yep.
You want chicken, like you said, it's gotta be organic. It's
yep.
gotta be, you know, I don't think the chicken is grass finished, but you know, beef, grass fed, grass finished. I agree with you there. My local butcher does that for
yeah.
me.
Well, you know, I'll tell you something quick. You laugh. I don't like Whole Foods at all. I think they're thieves, all right? And I mean that.
No, they upped the price by
yeah.
like three times.
Yeah, they doubled at the co-op here, which is all right. Everything at Whole Foods is double. So one day I go in there, right, and I wanted to get a ribeye. So I'm looking, and, you know, they got nice ribeyes there, and I said to them, which freaks them out because then they will answer you. There's a bunch of people there, and I said, I know it's grass-fed, but can you tell me if you use any soy? Is it finished that way? And the guy gave me an evil eye, man. It was like, here we go. And there's probably four people standing behind me. And I said, I can't consume any soy because I can get allergic reactions to it. I could die. So he gets this little book out, right? And he says, yes, it has soy. It has soy feed. I was like, what do you got there that doesn't have any soy in it that's grass finished? There was only little small filet mignons there that I'm telling you, I could have ate all four and I would have been hungry for a week. I mean, and these things, we're talking high, like $38 a pound. And I was like,
very expensive. Yeah. And they mislead you because totally. People only go, oh, it's organic. Oh,
yeah.
It's grass-fed.
Yeah, yeah.
And they don't understand
yep.
it's really not that good for you.
It's not. And, you know, a lot of companies that have called themselves organic, natural, which is a real dangerous word, they've been busted, man, and it's not the true thing. It's the same thing with, like, anything. Now, I still drink milk. I drink raw milk, though. I go down. There's a place called Hawthorne Valley Farms. You go right down to Taconic. They're down that way. They're probably about a half hour from my house. That's the only milk I drink. Anytime if I use any type of protein, I use a special one. I mix it with heavy cream to get the fat back in it, and I eat tons of fat. I'll sit there and eat, you know, I get this one butter from not New Zealand. I can't think of where it is a second. I'll sit there right at the breakfast table with my eggs, and I'll eat chunks of it off the butter right out of the
oh
thing.
Oh, my gosh. And yep. I bet it's such a good fat for you.
Well, I'll tell you what.
People don't understand. It's healthy for them.
Well, here's a secret. This is what you want to do. You want to have a killer workout? Eat fats every 2 hours, right up to 2 hours before you're going to train, and then tell me what your workout was like, because you will be so hormonally challenged. I mean, charged, I should say. It's unbelievable, because, like, when I make scrambled eggs, we'll say, well, you get it too hot, it burn, it's this, that, and the other thing. Well, not when you mix it with avocado near the end, and then I finish it off with Melinda's hot sauce. Oh, man, it is killer. I mean, killer.
Hey, when I come up to lift that stone, you're going to be making me some breakfast.
I'll make you breakfast. Hell, yeah. I know a couple good places to go. I know we're at time. Why don't you give out all your information? Anything you want to summarize, put out.
Okay.
You know, give your website, anything that's coming up. Let me give my stuff and just hang on the line if you would, please.
All right, cool. Oh, well, listen, guys, I appreciate you tuning in and listening to me because this is my passion. I absolutely love to do this, talk about this, but grab my online intro to kettlebell sport. You will love it. It's a fun sport. There's about 14 videos in there, and there's every lift onto gear, hand placement, chalking. It goes on and on. Plus, I'm super awesome and funny throughout the whole thing. You guys will love it, and I think it would be just amazing for any athlete or any stay-at-home mom, anybody that's just interested in kettlebells. I was in Costa Rica about a year ago, and at a great TacFit gym, they had kettlebells, but everybody looked at them. They didn't know what to do with them. So I went there and I designed some programs
nice.
On how to infuse kettlebells with the TacFit, which is amazing. So it's not a one tool, but this is the sport version, which is efficiency. So you're going to get tons of work capacity. You're going to lift tons of volume. You're going to get lean. You're going to get strong. You're not going to be big and a beast, but you're going to be a hell of an athlete. And, I would love the chance to work with each and every one of you. And then, you know, it's my baby. And then get on physical.com, F-I-Z-I-K-E-L. Again, it's that acronym, Fuel, Inspire, Zone, Insight, Kinetic, which is your movement, your engage in lifestyle. And check it out because it's good for everyone. I know it'll benefit every single person out on this planet. And look, just stay tuned for more stuff coming for me because I got a lot of new stuff in the works.
Now, besides the website, do you want to get a hold of you any other way?
Yeah, you could email me at dstorino555@gmail.com. You could message me on Facebook.
Okay.
A through physical, or just look me up by my name, Donica Storino. You can message me in that messenger service. And I'm just trying to think what other – I'm on Instagram. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Tumblr. I'm on Pinterest.
You're all over.
Yeah, I'm putting stuff out. Like, I have a lot of recipes that are going out. You guys are looking for some cool recipes. I'm popping them out, trying to get them out daily. But doing the course, I got a little behind. But there's some out there, and there's still more coming. There's
okay.
workouts of the day. I mean, there's tons of stuff and tons of resources. I give a lot of stuff out for free and because it's my passion. And then the courses, they're priced so that everybody can purchase them and actually, you know, benefit and just have fun with it.
Yeah. And then, obviously, then, you know, they like it. You can do some online training with them, which is great.
Yes, and my online students are all over the world, and they're all doing very, very well. You guys go on physical.com, you go look up the online course. I had a great review from my great friend Lisa Balash, the Kettlebell Bombshell,
yep.
Steve Cotter,
yep.
Wrote up some good, and there's some more people are going to put some on, but I was blown away by their words and just so grateful, almost brought tears to my eyes. So you guys could see for yourself, but the proof is there, the records are there. Plus, I just want to help you achieve greatness, because it's just, that's what I was born to do.
Absolutely. And I'll tell you one thing, Steve Cotter is not only a great guy, he's a great friend of this show. Steve loves this show, and Steve's helped me out in a lot of ways. I think he's on this week too. Steve and I have some dynamite shows every time. He's just he's a great guy, period.
And he's a great guy, and you know, he's really busy, and you know, I met him years ago, and over the years became friends, I'd like to say, and I messaged him and said, hey, you know, I came up with this great online course, and it is my dream to inspire people, give them knowledge of the sport, give them the tips and cues, and then forward them on to IKFS, like Steve Cotter, and let them certify them and take it to the next level, because I'm one of their students, and look it, I mean, they're second to none. And Steve, within an hour, he responded to me, which, I mean, he always does. He's so cool like that.
Yep.
And wrote this amazing resume. And I was, like, in tears, because I'm like, he's, like, so busy. And he did it instantly. And I was like, that's a great guy.
He is. He's a real gentleman. But the next thing we're going to do with you, we're going to turn you into a stone goddess. That's what we're going to do with you.
Yeah.
That's what
we'll
do.
Hey, I'll do it. Listen, I'll start at the bottom and work my way up.
Now, I don't think it'd take you too long. What else you got?
That's it for now. I'll be competing at Worlds, so check me out on Facebook and Physical. I go Physical Live a lot with my training sessions.
Okay.
So it's on Physical, the Physical page on Facebook. I'm always hitting live on my training just to give people a little insight, like on me actually. Hey, sometimes they're good, sometimes they're not so good.
That's okay.
So you see the real me.
Yeah.
And that's going to be leading up to Worlds in about 20 days.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, so... Just I'm out there. Just look me up and then message me and let's do some online training.
Well, we'll get this we'll get this show up by midweek, so we'll get all your stuff out quick.
Well, I appreciate that.
That's okay. Just hang on. This is Motivation Muscle streaming radio 24/7. Don't forget to go out to motivationmuscle.com. Check out the top 10 ways to build mind and muscle. It's a free ebook. 10 paragraphs with 5 bullet points per paragraph. Also, the 30-day program, that's going to be the bench, squat, and sandbag lifting, but the real twist to both of the conventional movements, you're going to learn how to do power rack work, meaning lockouts in the bench, and basically you'll be right about at the top of the squat, and you're going to just basically stand up. So it might only be a 2-inch stand-up, but this is a way to start building the body to keep bringing it down hole after hole, to put board after board in and get to that point. Anybody that was out on Facebook this weekend and they know about Dr. Jeffrey Smith from Arizona, I took him in a year's time. He went from 150-pound dead-stop squat to 305 in a year. I mean, that's unheard of. And there's a guy, he lives in Arizona. He's not in my backyard. And I just put together a new program. We're going to go up overhead now, dead stop. And we're going to work on a 405 dead stop squat next year at this time. What do you think he'll be looking at? He's 184 pounds at 45 years old. He's not a teenager. Just think what he's going to look like when I get done with his upper body now and lower body. And the way we're going to coordinate everything, I can't wait. He'll have that new program this week, and we're going to get started. So check him out. I'm trying to think. Go out to same thing with motivationmuscle.com, strength times power equals success in the winner's circle. Everything's free right now. All you got to do is sign up. That's it. You wouldn't believe all the people from Europe that are signing up. It's amazing right now. So go out and check all that out. Also, motivationmuscle.com. We're on iTunes and Stitcher. Give us a 5-star review. Everyone has. We thank you for that. Also, you know we are streaming 24/7. You can hear just some of the directories we're in. Google Play Music, TuneIn, Shoutcast, and Aha Radio. That's the any new car has a capability for podcasting now, and they do make them in aftermarket. I think Alpine makes them. If you go out to AHA, you'll find Motivation and Muscle. Plug it in. I'm telling you, you'll change your life. Also, if there's a show you'd like Donica and I to do, Fiorello Barbell at NICAP.RR.com. Don't forget to leave comments on the website. But, you know, like I said, keep it clean. You know, I don't want any BS with anybody. Just show everybody how professional you really are. And I'll leave you with these five things. If someone seeks you out in the gym or the concrete jungle, never be afraid to give words of inspiration, because I'll tell you right now, five words can change your life, and I know that for fact. As my mom said when we were kids, never be afraid to say hello to someone or give them a smile, because that might be all they get that day, and I think that's more common now than it was 20 years ago. And I like to observe, as I said in the beginning of the show, there's an awful lot of people with their head down. Get your head up and have some pride. Get off your damn phone. That's what you need to do first. Start meeting people. Stop saying, I can't meet this one because I'm afraid to walk up to her, and all this virtual bullshit that's out there. Be real. Be a human being again. Come on. So, also, too, if you're going to lift today, bend it, break it, twist it, squat it, press it, push it, pull it. And if you're going to lift stones, turn them into dust. And as the great Hoos of Steel Stone Crusher says, as I lifted that like a monster today, it says domination in blood red. We are domination. We clear cut the path. We don't follow anyone's. And as I say on everything I write, dominate, obliterate, and dent everything in your path. I live by those three words every day, because there's always something trying to beat my head in. So every day you've got to beat it. Or if you have to, you unplug and you go away from it for a while. Also, too, no one's ever going to clip our balls. And as Russell Furr says, who's been listening to Eminem from the beginning and is a guest on here, when I listen to your shows, I swear there's testosterone dripping out of my speakers. We'll say that for the next 30 years, and I thank you that for Russ. I thank Russell for that. And I'll leave you with a few things before we say goodbye. Frank Klein, who is by far my greatest teacher, my college professor, repetition, repetition, repetition. As my father said, over and over again to me, be a leader, not a follower. Be a leader, not a follower. And John Ridge, who was my chiropractor for years, who we lost to cancer 2 years ago, who was very instrumental in really pushing everything I'm doing here, and I miss our Fridays together. Let me tell you, you don't know how much. John would walk everyone to the door and say two words, keep smiling. I dare you to say that to yourself and not get a smile on your face. John is sorely missed, believe me, and we'll meet again. I'm looking forward to those three men. I can't wait to have a bourbon with them and a cigar and talk everything that's been going on. They'd be very proud of me right now, and I owe them all big time. Be a steward of strength. Don't stand on the side of the road, and tell 100, better yet, tell 1,000 of your friends about us. Because we're not going to knock on your door. We're going to kick the damn thing right through. I promise you. Join our revolution. Join our family here. Donica, thanks for being on. It was a pleasure.
Thank you.
You are welcome. So for Donica Storino, this is Eric Fiorello. We're going to have her on again. I'm going to try to have her on before the end of the year, but we're getting real close with a lot of things. But we'll get something going. So everybody, have a great week, and we will talk to you soon. And thanks for listening.
Thanks so much for listening to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connected your brain to your brawn. We'll see you next time.